This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, as promised, we are going to take another swing by inflation through kind of a consumer behavior lens today, because why prices aren't going up is kind of a mystery. The Fed itself has said for a number of years now, both Chair Yellen and Chair Powell, in not exactly these words, but this is the sentiment, yeah, we don't get it, especially when unemployment is so low. So, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore looks at one theory of what's going on, that inflation might not be going up because we don't think it's going up.
We caught up with 26-year-old Bruna Sino outside of a restaurant in Midtown Manhattan.
I bought lunch.
And if you ask her if she's worried about the price of that sandwich going up anytime soon?
I wouldn't say any significant increases.
Does not care about inflation. But if you ask 22-year-old Bradley Miller, who also just bought stuff...
I bought a hard drive.
...whether he's worried about prices rising...
No.
Also does not care about inflation.
People and businesses, when they're making their decisions, don't think about inflation nearly as much as they used to.
Alan Dettmeister is an economist at UBS and used to research inflation for the Federal Reserve. People don't think about it as much these days because they haven't had to for a while.
Inflation has been low and stable for most of the last 20 to 30 years.
And that fact, the fact that people don't anticipate inflation, may in and of itself be limiting inflation.
That will become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Ricardo Perez Trulia teaches economics at UCLA. If store owners, for example, don't think prices will rise, or if they think that increases are just a blip, they may be hesitant to raise prices. And if it's been decades since inflation was scary, they may not even bother going to the trouble of adjusting all their prices very often. And if everyone's doing that...
When you look the next month, you will see that prices haven't changed. So you say, oh, I was right all along. Inflation was going to be low.
This is one of those things that's actually really hard to test in economics, but economists have used this principle in reverse when inflation was out of control. They've tried to tame people's expectations, and historically it's worked. The way we think about inflation may well affect inflation. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.